today. Somebody say faith. Faith in the Old Testament was expressed by words like emet, that is in Hebrew, faithfulness. Faithful. What is faithfulness? Faithfulness in simple terms is being full of faith. As simple as that. Faithful. That means I am full of faith. I don't know how much faith you have in your tank. Okay, let's don't even go before that. How big is your tank? How big is your tank? How big is your tank of faith? Do you even have a gauge? Because when I was in Uganda many years ago, I used to drive a car that did not have a gauge, a fuel gauge. Lee, you can't believe that, but I used to drive a car without it. You've been to Nairobi, you know what these guys do. Yeah. In Africa, that's we do that. So that is a faith at the highest of the highest order, by the way. You drive not knowing. And I believe at times the Holy Spirit would also pour in some fuel, because I don't know, would drive for distances, Pastor Godfrey. So how big is your tank? If you want big stuff, you know, you've got to change the tank. You've got to change the tank. Somebody say, I am changing the tank of faith. Another word is bata, B-A-T-A-H. Means to trust. You're going to trust and trust big. Trust God, not men, because men will let you down. Man will let you down, but God will never let you down. We need to trust in God, and we need to trust him for big things. Big, somebody say big. I'm talking about B-I-G. Big. Another word is aman, A-M-A-N. And that means to believe. That's why we are singing that song, and I believe he will do it again. He has moved mountains. If he has done it for so and so, I believe even in this service, before we get out of that of those doors, there are mountains that will be shifted. You don't have to see them, but they will be shifting. And right now, they're already shifting. The devil is quaking in his boots. He's letting loose of you. Amen. So in the New Testament, the word for faith is pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S. And this believes, and this speaks of one who believes. One who believes. One who believes. How many believers are here? You know, we have got many Christians who are not believers. Don't believe. We are full of doubt. Amen. But in 2018, we need to trust God. We need to believe God. We need to be full of faith for big things. Amen. Hallelujah. Have faith for big things. Remove the limitations around you. Think big. Think big. Pray big. Speak big. Hallelujah. Bigger than you. Our foundational scripture is still Jabez, 1 Chronicles 4:9. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called him Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." Now Jabez called upon the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my border, and that your hand may be with me, and that you would keep me from harm, so that it may not bring me pain. And God granted what he asked. It's funny how you write something and you come here and you can't read it. What is in this prayer? Just how many verses? 2 verses. But for this man to make this prayer, before he made this prayer, there is something that he did. He increased his tank, his faith capacity. He believed for great. He realized that he was missing out. He realized that there was more out there, that he could have more, he could do more, and he could become more. That's why he said, "I'm going to the author and finisher of my life. I'm going to present a new case. This is not me. Can you please bless me? Can you please enlarge me?" You see, you can never ask You can never ask for what you do not believe you can have. You will never ask. That's why Jesus Christ in John chapter 16 says, ask. Up until now, you have not asked. He doesn't mean that you haven't been praying. No. He means that you have been praying short. Ask. That word ask can be an acronym for prayer. Ask. A is ask. You've got to ask. S stands for what? Seek. You've got to seek. A person who seeks. Ladies have got earrings. Sometimes they put on pins. My wife put on some ear pins, and once in a while they fall somewhere. If she's to get that pin, that whatever it is called, you will never search for a pin, that pin that has dropped on your feet. You've got to bend down, get on your knees, and begin to search. Have you ever seen the policemen in this country searching when, you know, after there's a crime scene? The forensics, they are on their knees, and they are the way they separate every blade of grass. They are searching. That's why Jesus Christ was saying, up until now, you haven't asked. You haven't searched. Some of us have not searched. Okay, it's knock. Some doors have got to be knocked on. And not just scratching them. You've got to knock until your knuckles hurt. Some of them you do not have to knock. You've got to kick them open. And today we kick some doors open. I'm telling you, this year belongs to people who are going to be radical, who are going to ask. They are going to ask, they are going to seek, and they are going to knock some doors. Up until now, you have not asked. Ask that your joy may be complete. That's Jesus Christ saying. Why don't we ask like he's expecting us to ask? It's because we do not believe that some things if we ask of them from him, we will believe them. We will get them. You can never ask for what you do not believe you can have. So Jabez studies his forefathers. He studied who? The man called Abraham. He studied the blessing. That's where it all begins, friends. That's why every Sunday we call upon the blessings of who? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or Israel. That is why on Friday we learned here that Jesus Christ died that we may what? Be engrafted into the promise of Abraham. The promise of Abraham originally was for only the Hebrews. The Gentiles were out of that. Although God, when he was giving him that blessing, he said, all the families of the world will be what? Blessed through you. Are you part of a family? Yes, I am. You don't have to be a Jew. You don't have to be a Hebrew. But Jesus Christ came that you and I may be engrafted into that promise. And Jabez knew that. Jabez knew that God had told Abraham that he would make him a great nation, that he would bless him, and that he will become a blessing. You see, we are blessed to be a blessing. If you are calling, this man is not praying for himself. He wants to enlarge his territory so that he can be a blessing to other people. Amen. If you are praying for only your family, you are praying short. You haven't asked. Jesus says you haven't even asked. Your prayers are too small. You are too small because your family is too small in this equation of the kingdom of God. If you want big, pray for more than you can accommodate. Hallelujah. So that you can be a blessing. Amen. He said the blessings, he was praying for the blessings of Isaac and Jacob, who is Israel. Jabez said, these are the blessings of my fathers. If you did them for them, you can do them for me. If the blessings are for Abraham, they are mine too. I have got to claim them. That's why every time I claim them, he believed it. And because he believed it, he said it. He said it in a place of prayer. He opened his mouth and did what? And said it. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 10, that for with the heart one believes, for with the heart one does what? Believes and is justified. And with the mouth one confesses. You've got to confess it. You've got to pronounce it. You've got to pronounce what you believe. You've got to speak to yourself. That's why the Bible talks about meditating upon the word. Meditation means matter. You matter the word to yourself. Speak it to yourself. You go along the streets muttering the words to yourself. Let people think you are crazy. It's up to them. Just keep repeating it to yourself. Repeating it to yourself. Why? Because the Bible says faith comes by what? And hearing what? So you've got to speak it to hear it. You are your best prophet. Before you go to look for another prophet, begin prophesying on yourself. Begin speaking the word back to yourself. Hallelujah. He believed for a real good blessing, and he believed for enlargement of territories. If God is going to push, to bless and push our boundaries, we must do our part. Yeah, you've heard that. God bless, God blesses, God helps those who help themselves. It is true. You've got to help yourself by believing. Real good blessings require faith in the blesser. Enlarging of our bodies demand of our borders and boundaries demands faith. We need to believe that our boundaries can be shifted. You need to believe it. Some of us have not yet captured that. We can't believe that, you know, I can move into a three-bedroom house from a two-bedroom house. Some of us haven't even captured in this, I can buy a house in this land. I can buy a car. I can get married. I can have children. Yes, you can. There was this black man who started this slogan, yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. When he started running for the presidency of the United States, everybody thought he was a joker. And he said, yes, we can. Do you know where it began? It began by saying, yes, I can. He looked into the mirror and believed that he could do it. Once he believed it, then he spoke it. He stood on a podium like this and says, I am running for president of the United States of America. And everybody just went crazy. And history has proved that he made it. Why? Because he believed it. He believed it. He was not a one-term president. He was a two-term president. He believed it. If he believed it, you too can believe it. And you can become it. Amen. He believed for a big thing. It was a momentous task for a black man to get into the White House. Just think about that. A black man in a White House. A house that was built by slaves. And this man is in there. It took faith. It took faith. You can do it. Somebody else say, yes, I can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Let me tell you, right here in this auditorium sits multi-million pound companies right here. Multi-million pound companies. Now, when I say million, everybody begins to shout and say, oh my God. Extend your tentacles, extend your boundaries. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Do you remember when you walked through Heathrow or that port that Gatwick or Dover? You could have swum into here. You remember when you walked into here? I remember when I walked into here. I came with a suit carrier that had only one jacket in it. Well, I don't know why I was even carrying a suit carrier. I remember I had a green jacket on me, black trousers on me. That was me. And you know, when you walk through the immigration, they ask you, do you have anything to declare? I absolutely have nothing to declare, but that's what they think. But you have a lot in you. You should have seen this man. Have you heard about his story when he came to the UK? No wonder he fears winter. You should see Pastor Godfrey in winter. Pastor Godfrey came here in winter. In snow. Can you imagine being plucked from Africa and dipped into snow, straight in? Now look at him. He has a house in the UK. He has a family. What about you? That's not how you came. You came by faith. That was faith. I remember one evening. I don't know whether it was an evening. We were sat in our bedroom in Africa, in Kampala, in a suburb called Kabowa. And we said, you know what? One day, I think we should go out of this country and live with our kids, you know, somewhere. Just we spoke it, we believed it, and we spoke it. You know, for you, you are lucky. You had an uncle here who invited you to come here. But some of us came by faith, not knowing where we are going. Just like Abraham. Abraham believed. Get out of your mother's land. Why? Because your mother's land is too limited. The things with which you are accustomed to are too small. Abraham, I want to make you big. And by the way, he was Abraham, before he was Abraham. I want to make you into an Abraham. You cannot become an Abraham if you remain in your own enclave, in the places where you are comfortable, in the places where you were born. You've got to move by faith. There is an Abraham sat in that chair. Get out of your mother's land, Abraham, because I want to make you a great nation. I want to bless you, that you may be a blessing. Hallelujah. You've got to have faith, my friend. To receive the incredible and to receive the impossible, you must first believe that it can happen. First believe. Somebody say, I believe. How big is your faith? Our God is a big God. So big. He is Jehovah too much. He is Jehovah too much. All of us can have a piece of him and we cannot finish him. It's too much. How much you get from him, my friend, is dependent on you. We should sing this song. Fill my cup, Lord. And you know, these days, kids know how to imitate me. Understand, they go in their houses and they start imitating me when I'm preaching. They are watching there. You think they are not watching. Say, fill my cup, Lord. I lift it. What size of cup are you lifting up? What size of cup are you lifting? He has no problem with pouring. The problem is not in the pourer. The problem is with the cup. The receiver. The receiver. How much you receive is predicated by the size of your cup. Hallelujah. It's dependent on your faith. God is like this great and inexhaustible market or a power supply. Let's first use market for this moment. Now, to get something from this market, you require faith. And they say, listen, when faith goes to the market, it does not only take just a basket. It takes a big basket. You go and see, just stand by shopping malls or a shopping center or supermarket. You will tell how much somebody is going to buy. How do you tell? Just, yeah, the trolley. Somebody who's going to buy, you know, the whole shop, he will take the biggest trolley. Then you will see somebody walking towards a small basket. That shows you that he's come to the, you have come to the same market. The same market. Let me announce to you today, we are in the market of God right now. What you take today is dependent on the size of your basket. As we walked through there, there were baskets. Everyone picked up whatever. Some of us picked up trolleys. Others walked with nothing. Self-checkout. What is the size of your basket? 2018, you've got to expand your basket. is this young man who was seen by an old-timer fishing. So he drew near to this young man to see how he was doing. So he realized that the boy had caught two fish. But as the man was walking over, the boy landed. And the man exclaimed, "Wow, that's a beauty." But as he said this, he noticed that the boy was unhooking the fish. Not only did he unhook the fish, instead of putting it in the basket, he put it back in the pond, in the lake. And the man said, "What are you doing? What are you doing, young man? This was a beauty. This was a whooper. What are you doing?" The young man looked at him and said, "I have nothing to do with it. My frying pan is only 9 inches wide." He was fishing according to his frying pan. How big is your frying pan? Some of us fish. We get a big fish and we throw it back. And God is wondering, "What's wrong with Reuben? What's wrong with this guy? I've just given him something big and he's put it back. Why? Because your frying pan is too small. Go get a bigger frying pan. So that you can fry bigger fish. Oh, ye of little faith, you believe for small things. You want big things, you've got to increase your faith to have them. Your life is going to be in proportion to how greatly you believe. Believe little, you will get little. Believe weak, you will have a weak life. Believe fear, you will have fear multiplied. Believe sickness, you will get sickness tripled. Yesterday, there's a young man whom we met here. I think the son of the bishop who was ministering here. We asked him, "Where's your mom? We thought she was coming." He said, "Yeah, my mom has been strong this week." Meaning, instead of saying she has been sick, my mom has been strong this week. I said, "Wow, that's a good one." He said, "We say what we want to see. We confess what we want to see." That's why the Bible says, "Let the weak say, 'I am what? Strong.'" You don't confess to weakness. Let the poor say that, "I'm what? Rich." You are rich. Why? Because your father is rich. Hallelujah. Faith in God sees the invisible. It believes the incredible. It receives the impossible. Faith. That's faith. Faith in God does not operate in the realm of small, little, tiny. It operates in the big. Why do you need faith for something that you can't do? Why do you need faith? This morning I didn't wake up and say, "Lord, oh my God, Holy Spirit, if you could just lift me and take me in the bathroom. Oh, Holy Spirit, if you could choose for me a shirt. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm here. Just help me and put on this." No. I don't need faith for that. It's a travesty not to believe in God. It is an offense. It's an insult to God when you don't have faith in Him. There is no glory for God in what is humanly possible. If you can do it, you don't need God. If your dream is something that you can do, I command you to go back and sleep and dream a bigger one. Go back to sleep. If your dream does not scare you. Did you hear what I'm just saying? This year, dream something that scares you. Just the thought of it. You run into your bedroom and shut the door. Just because of what you have just thought about. The possibility. If it's not big enough, it does not scare you, it's too small for you. Did you hear what I just said? Every time I open that padlock there, I open it shaking. Where am I going? What am I even doing here? You understand? But this year, I want even to believe for bigger. And so must you. Why do we believe for bigger? Because our God is able to do it. He is able. He is able. More than able. We sing that song. More than able to do much more than you could ever fathom. Why? The word able means he's capable. Our God is competent. We have an adroit God. We have an adept God. He is all powerful. He is almighty. Hallelujah. He has sufficient power to do it. He has sufficient skill to do it. Heck, he has sufficient resources to bring it to come to pass. That's what he says in his word in Ephesians chapter 2. Now to him who? God. Who is what? Able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think. According to what? According to the power that is at work within you, not in him. So who's limiting who? Our God delights in impossibilities. That is his specialty. Things that are bigger than us. And yet we human beings want to specialize in things that are small. When, that's why we sing that song, I have made you too small in my eyes. You're too small in my eyes. It is an offense, like I told you, it's a sin to minimize God. We've got to exalt God in our thoughts, in our faith. Believe for something big. Dream big. Believe for big. If you believe for something big that doesn't scare you, like I said, it is too small for you. Go back to bed. You need bigger shoes. Once the shoes, once you begin feeling pain, you know, in your toes, you need bigger shoes. Go get bigger shoes. You need to walk in bigger shoes. Some of you are walking in, you can't even walk because your feet are hurting. Your feet are hurting. You're walking in shoes that are too small. Too small. Let your faith tap into the power of God. Why? Because faith is the medium by which the power of God is made visible. That's why most of us have not encountered the power of God, because we haven't tapped into that higher power. That power moves mountains, my friends. That power heals the sick. That power raises the dead. That power pays bills. That power, there's power, untapped power. Somebody said you do not test the abilities of God until you try the impossible. The problem with the church is we are trying the possible. So you just touch as far. I will only touch as far as my hands can go. You go to stretch. There is more. That's why Jabez was saying, no, I'm tired of these limitations. There is more. There are greener pastures, more. They are far ahead, launch deeper. It is not the great men that move God. It is the simple men, just simple men like you and I, who have faith in him that move him. That's what makes people great. What makes people great is faith in God that he's able. How many believe that he's able? God is not looking for great people. He's looking for simple people who realize his greatness. That he can make, and that he can make them great. That's why God looked at a man like Abraham. That's why he looked at a man like Noah. Noah was a simple man. But you know, Noah believed that it was going to rain. You know how long it took Noah to make that ark? You know how long it took him? Who knows? It's over a century. This man who was building an ark. How many of us would keep on keeping, you know, on the work? Some of us would say, this God, where is the rain? Where is the rain? Believing God requires faith. Hallelujah. If we're going to believe for big things, we're going to have faith in this year. Believe God for more. Believe God for the ridiculous. Believe God for the impossible. Believe and confess it. Say it. Begin to say it. I am more than a conqueror. The bill has just come in and say, I am more than, I am rich. I am able to pay this bill. Say it. If you don't say it, you won't be convinced. Say it. I am not ill. I am well. Have faith in his word. What does the word of God say about you? You need to read the word. Because faith comes by hearing. Hearing, not the news. Not hearing Sky. If you're going to hear Sky all day, you will commit suicide. Because the news, what they call news, is sad news. That's why we have the good news. Go to the good news. Get into the power of his word. The power of his word. The word of his power. The power of his word is the word of his power. The word that created the universe. Hebrews 1 verse 1 to 4. He says, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made out of things that are invisible. The word. The world was created by words, friends. Your world, my world, can only be created and shaped by my words. And my words come from my faith. If I am believing negative, I will speak negative. That's why you find people say, oh, I am finished. You say, you keep saying I'm finished. You will be finished indeed. What comes out of you? The Bible says, what does it say? The power of lies where? In the tongue of another person? Your tongue. God created the invisible, the visible, from words. He said, go read Genesis. He said. There is power in words. Stop speaking, you know, idle words. Self-deprecating words. Self-limiting words. I cannot do this. Oh, in my family, nobody. Just begin speaking the word of God. What does the word of God say about you? I am more than a conqueror. You are wonderfully and fearfully made. Hallelujah. Words are powerful. Words are keys that unlock the powers of the universe. When the words we speak line up with God's word, CJ, his power is released. Your words have got to line up with his word. What does he say about you? I don't care what your grandmother said. I don't care what your uncle said. I don't care what your stepmother said to you. You are a child of God. Go find out what the word of God says about you. Your uncle, your grandmother are let. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, he knew you. The issues that you face today are let. These are just recent. You are older than what your mother tells you you are. Because your mother doesn't even know your origin. Not every mountain. Where this mountain is where I am ordained to pass. I am not a river. A river meanders, you know, around obstacles. I am not a river. I am a power of force. When I come, mountains have got to let go. Get out of my way. Get out of my way. Mountain, get out. Sickness, get out. Poverty, get out. Shortage, get out. Bills, get out. You speak to them. Say it. You've got to articulate the words. Say it. My marriage is going to be okay. My children are going to be okay. My finances are going to be okay. Oh, I've got to say it. Say to the mountain. Be taken up and thrown into the sea.
and does not doubt. And does not doubt in his heart, but what? But believes that what he says will come to pass. It will be done for him. The word, the key word there is whoever. It's not only pastors. Not only a bishop. Whoever. Whoever means you, whoever means me. Then Jesus says, verse 24, therefore, based on that statement, I'm going to qualify this. Therefore, I tell you, this is Jesus Christ. This is not Paul. This is not, you know, the other bishop. It is Jesus Christ himself, the word. Therefore, I tell you. I just want to go home right now. I just want to go home. Whatever. Whatever means whatever. Don't scratch your head into the thesaurus, into the dictionary. Whatever means. Whatever you do, what? You ask. Whatever you ask, whatever you seek, whatever you knock. In prayer, believe that you have. When do you receive it? Now. Now. And it will be yours. Can somebody go away today with their stuff? Whatever. Whoever, whatever, says. Do you have a mouth? Now begin, just, there are some conversations you've got to let go. Use most of your words to speak to those mountains. Is there a mountain in somebody's life today? Speak to it. Go to that mountain and say, I'm going to pass through here. Why should I and change my course? Why? Why should I change my course? Why should I alter? Why should I adjust? I do not adjust. The mountain moves. The mountain does what? It's got to move. Mountains are movable. Mountains are movable. Do not, we waste a lot of time, some, climbing some mountains. Jesus is saying, look at this guy. I gave him the power. It is in him. Speak. Speak. Just speak. Some doors, you find somebody knocking at the door. Speak. Open a sesame. Open in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Open. Whatever. Whoever. Listen, we can either have what we say, which enables us to be able to change our circumstances, or we can say that which we have, so that we can become victims of circumstances. I refuse to say things that make me a victim. Words are important. You can never say words that are not here. Don't hear. You've got to believe them. Can we finish with this woman as an example? The woman with the issue of blood. We do not even have her name. Because her name is lesser than her faith. God did not want to tell us her name because every one of us here can become that woman. The Bible says that when Jesus Christ was passing by, she heard. All you need to do is do what? She heard. The issue of blood, my friend, is not as modern as it is today. She was an outcast. Not allowed to go in public. She wasn't allowed to go in public. But she made a decision. She had never read a Bible, but the Bible says that when she heard, she sat herself in a corner and said to herself. She did what? Said. She said it. She said it to herself.
It's okay to speak to yourself. It's okay. If you don't speak to yourself, you need to come here after the service. I need to pray for you. There's something wrong with you. If you don't speak to yourself, if you don't have conversations with yourself, you need to have conversations with yourself. Sit yourself in that corner and begin to speak to you. There are some issues you've got to address, Reuben. Mm-hmm. Mm. The way you talk is not good. Mm-hmm. Your attitude is stinks. Yeah. Do not wait for people. You have got to go be brutal with yourself. You know, if you are not, if you cannot realize it yourself, I don't care how many sermons I preach here. If you have never acknowledged that you have a problem, it won't go. So how do you know that you have a problem? By self-analysis. Like I said the other time, you get hold of yourself by the feet and empty yourself. You, before you go to that prophet, who tells you your grandmother's name? What does my grandmother's name have to do with my business? You know, Pastor, this prophet is powerful. He even told me my grandmother's name. I do not need my grandmother's name. I have got an issue today. Just because they read your life does not mean, listen, even the magicians do that. You go ask Moses, indeed. The magicians do that. We call them what? The psychics. They do that. They are good at it. Just show them your hands and they begin to read. Every fool can do that. That doesn't make them a man or woman of God. Never. Some are. Don't take me wrong, but do not be swayed just because somebody talked about your grandmother. Village where you come from. No. You need you. They will tell you your grandmother's name, but if you cannot address you, you will never change. You will never. You've got to say the things to yourself. The things that you don't want to hear. The things you don't want to hear, those are the things that change us. And you've got to say them to you. Yourself. And there was silence in the house. Have a conference with yourself. Have a conference with yourself and be brutal. Don't tell yourself good words, you know, just, you know, come on. Begin to speak to yourself. This woman sat herself in the corner. The Bible says she had suffered a lot at the hands of physicians. She had sold all her things. 12 good years running blood. Some of us, we go in periods for 7 days and we are like crazy. This woman was dying. Blood is life. She was dying. For 12 years she was on the road of death. But when she heard, she sat and said to herself, if only I will go. I know there are she broke limitations. The limits were, do not get out in public if you are in this state. But she said, I am not going to allow any boundary to take me to steal away my miracle. She walked past boundaries. She broke she broke custom. She broke tradition. She, oh, Rasokoto. She said, if I shall go and touch the hem of his garment, I shall be well. She spoke it. No prophet told her. You know, most of the answers are in you. They are there in you. The solutions are in you. The solutions are in you. The Bible says she walked. This woman, 12 years, she doesn't even have energy by now. But she marshaled every fiber in her life and said, I'm going. And the Bible says that Jesus Christ was being thronged by a multitude. I don't know where she was passing through their legs. I don't know how she did it. Faith is awesome. Next week we'll be talking about action. The Bible says that she got there and what? Touched. And just like she had told herself, it happened. Listen, Jesus Christ did not say a word to heal this woman. He didn't have to. You know how many people were thronging him? His disciples said, are you crazy? He said, who touched me? There was a different touch. A touch of faith is... Oh! People have been... His disciples says, are you crazy? People have been thronging you all along this path. And you say, somebody has touched you. He said, somebody has touched me. Somebody has touched me. There's somebody who has plugged in. Somebody has plugged in. Somebody has plugged. There are people who walk around with plugs. Plugs. They know how to plug into the moment. There are people who walk aimlessly. There are these guys. You know this. We just follow. Where are you going? We are just following this man. Where is he going? We don't know where he's going. Bira Mupango. But this woman had a purpose. She believed for because she said, this is not who I am. I was not created to die from the issue of blood. There is more to life than this. This boundary that men put around those Levites saying, I cannot move here, I cannot go there. No, no, today I'm breaking them. And Jesus said, somebody has touched me. And they say, what do you mean somebody has touched you? He says, power has left me. Somebody has located the socket. And they have plugged in, and power is flowing. Oh, yeah. Power is. How many people were around? Many. But how many touched him? One woman. She plugged in. Power has left me. Dunamis has left me. There's something that has happened. Somebody touched me in a different way. Because she has spoken to herself. She was convinced not by a Bible, not by a preacher. What have you been saying to yourself lately? What have you been saying to yourself? What have you been saying to yourself? Just close those eyes where you are. We'll finish in a moment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just close those eyes. Just close those eyes. What do you want to see this year? What has been limiting you this year? Last year? You know you can go past those borders. What are you saying about your life? What are you saying about your husband? What are you saying about your wife? What are you saying about your children? What are you saying about your job, your career, your family, your friends, your co-workers, your health, your finances? If it has been negative, my friend, it's time to renew your mind by committing yourself to a life of faith that is based on God's word, God's principles, and the fact that He loves you. He is with you. Father God, we pray for an upgrade of faith. Our saucepans, our frying pans will not dictate how much we can get in the name of Jesus. Our bank accounts, our jobs cannot dictate how much we will receive from you, Lord. Father, we enlarge our capacity of faith this afternoon, Lord. Enlarge the capacity that we may think big, that we may believe big in the name above every name. There's a woman in this place.